The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, Mamas. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we're so excited that it's Christmas Eve. Our kids are just a tiny bit excited, too. Christmas Eve always takes us back to when we were kids ourselves, so we thought we'd talk about some of our favorite memories.
Well, while I was growing up, my family always drove to my grandmother's house, which was about an hour out into the country, so it really did feel like we were going over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. And her tiny little country house was full of all the aunts and uncles and cousins, and this pile of presents went halfway up her little tree. And I loved getting there and seeing how full her house was.
I think one of my most vivid memories of Christmas Eve was when my family would drive to my grandmother's house, and there would be tons of uncles and aunts and cousins, and we'd have lunch together and then wait for what seemed like forever for the adults to finish eating so we could open presents. The anticipation would practically kill us.
Yes, I remember that myself. And I always had the hardest time going to sleep on Christmas Eve, just like my own kids do. It sometimes seemed impossible to let my mind settle down enough to rest. Every footstep or noise made me wonder, is that him? Is he here? I always had to resist the urge to peek down the stairs to see if Santa was putting the gifts under the tree.
I had trouble sleeping, too. I remember this once. I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was officially Christmas Day. And I walked halfway down the stairs, and it's just so magical. I still remember it. It was the light, the tree was on, and all the presents underneath, but I actually went back up and went back to bed because I didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'd have been up all night. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we hope you have a wonderful Christmas Eve and that you make many wonderful memories today. Merry Christmas Eve.